Tired of talking about health issues and politics. I just want to clean out my gutters. Lou, I must be crazy if that must be the thing that's going to get me out of this rut, cleaning out my gutters. Lou Manfredini joins us from an Ace Hardware store talking this morning. Home improvement expert giving us some advice and kind of getting through that fall cleanup. Give us where are we going to start? On the ground, or are we going to get up on top? Where are we?
Well, I look, anytime we can probably talk about something else of everything else that's going on, why not do this? And if we can talk about taking care of our homes a little bit, we can certainly help you do that. We can start when it comes to the gutters, is up on the gutter. If this is something you still do yourself, please be careful when you're putting a ladder on the side of that house and make sure that you tie it off when you get to the top. Get a really strong bungee cord to tie it off. And then the biggest challenge when it comes to this is people overreach, and that's when the ladder moves. And so what I want people to do is take one of these really strong battery-operated leaf blowers up there, because now you can go up there. We at Ace, we carry this full line by Ego, and they have these 56-volt, super powerful battery-operated tools, a full line. So now there's no more gas or no oil mix, anything like that. You're going to stand up on that ladder, and you're going to blow those leaves. Like, you'll be amazed at how you can probably do half the gutter, if not the whole gutter. Everything's going to fall to the ground. Then you don't have to move the ladder as often, and then you can use a leaf blower to gather everything up when you get down to the ground and put it in paper bags or plastic bags, however it is you deal with your leaves to kind of control it. The technology that's come through with these battery-operated tools now is really pretty amazing.
Yeah, we're dealing with some rain now, and this is the time when you start thinking, I wonder why that water's dripping out of that gutter.
Yep.
That's probably because it's starting to grow plants up there. My garden and my gutter's better than the one I have on the ground. Well, we got a lot of leaves that have made its way onto the ground. What do we need to do about that? Help blow them out and cut them up too?
Well, here's the thing there. We don't want to leave those leaves on there, because the issue there is that you can get a fungus in there, and it can kill that grass over the wintertime. So you want to make sure that you're raking all that up and using a leaf blower to get rid of it. If you want to go ahead and mulch some of that with your lawnmower, that's a good idea, because that will help to fertilize the lawn during the winter months, along with a good winterizing fertilizer. But you want to make sure that prep work is done before the snow hits, and we know that the snow is coming.
Oh, so you brought up the S word. Good. All right, let's get right into that then. I have sort of an ergonomic kind of a shovel. I'm still a shovel guy. I'm sorry. Taking my time, but I mean, there's obviously different ways, and you know, depending on the age of a person doing something and how big of an area they have to clear, there's different choices.
I like using shovels too, don't get me wrong, but depending on how big of an area you have to clear, a snow thrower is really the way to go, in my opinion. We got a lot of choices when you go to your local Ace, but one of the ones I want people to check out on, and I can honestly say that you will see the power difference hardly at all between gas and battery, are these new battery-operated systems that are available. And I was mentioning the Eagle brand. They have a single stage and a two stage, and they don't offer any, you don't need any fuel, you don't need any oil. These 56-volt batteries are interchangeable. You can go for about 45 minutes on a single charge, which on average can get most of that work done. And if you buy a second set of batteries, well, then you can just keep going all day long, because they charge pretty quickly. And I've been amazed by what I've seen these units do. And it's a really good solution for people that don't want the aggravation of having to deal with, they won't start, I got to take it in, it's a $100 service call. And this way, you charge the batteries, you pop them in, you get rid of the snow, and you're ready to go.
They're quieter too, right?
They're super quiet. Actually, you know what? I'll tell you what, I'm standing right in front of one right here. Listen to this. Now, you and I are talking, and I'm running that single stage right now. Can you hear it?
Oh, well, yes and no. I mean, yes, I can hear it, but I...
Right. I know I'm talking on the radio, but I'm telling you that you and I could stand right next to it while it's running, and you won't have the same sound that you have with that big gas engine going. So, and the power is still there. It'll throw the snow 45 feet.
So I give it to my neighbor, so when he's going to do that snow at 5 in the morning, I'm not going to get woken up by that, right? This is the plan.
You'd be a good neighbor if you were buying him the snow thrower. I like that.
Well, there's some neighbors that like to, you know, if I'd got one of those, that's where you'd start, whose else's yard can I clear with this thing? I'm having so much fun with it.
Exactly. Exactly.
What other things we got to do to help us work smarter, not harder?
So the other thing too is that whether it's chainsaws to cut, you know, whether the thing with the storms coming, if you've got branches on those trees that you notice maybe have died off over the summer months, it's a good idea to get those things trimmed. There are pole saws that you can use with a little chainsaw that allow you to reach, you know, a good 10 or 12 feet off of the ground from a safe distance, so you can clear that stuff away. Because in a big storm, obviously those things can fall, they can damage your yard, they can damage the car, God forbid they could land on somebody. Really kind of take a good look around your home. You know, I always tell people that what we don't do is go across the street and look at your house. You mentioned your neighbor, and look at your home from your neighbor's vantage point, because you never look at your house that way. You maybe drive right into the garage and you go into the house that way and you don't see it. If you come across the street and you can take a look at, you know, what the trees look like, maybe look at the roof, that they're missing shingles, you want to get that all repaired and taken care of before we head into winter.
By the way, are you wearing an honorary red vest this morning?
As a matter of fact, I'm wearing a red pullover, honorary red pullover this morning.
Excellent. If you want to find out more about some of the things you've talked about today and get us excited to get outdoors and kind of take care of that stuff out there before winter hits, what's a good place to go for that?
You go to your local Ace Hardware store, which we have plenty in the Cleveland area, or you can always go to acehardware.com.
Sounds good. Lou, we appreciate your time this morning. It's been fun.
Take care.
Lou Manfredini joining us this morning, home improvement expert, and hanging out at an Ace Hardware store somewhere in parts unknown, as they say.
You know, Bruce Van Dyke, another first. Another first on the morning show.
Uh-oh, what happened now?
Somebody fired a guest, fired up a snowblower.
Okay.
First time it's ever happened.
I guess so. I don't know.
On the air, live on the air.
Okay, well, this is what live radio is all about. All sorts of firsts.